Stephen Graves, Midday Optimist.
Well, Stephen, I understand there's a kids fishing derby coming up in Marshall. What can you tell us about that event?
Oh, yeah, Christy. First of all, I would like to thank Phyllis and John Richter for providing the place, you know, for the kids to go to do the fishing. And they have a nice lake and a nice outbuilding. This is about our third or fourth year we've done this out there. Kids just have a great time.
Well, being the mother of two boys that live to fish, I can only imagine. So tell me, you said you've done it out there before. What kind of a response did you have? A lot of kids?
Yeah, they run each year. It was a little slow last year, but the school was out. But this year, the school's in. We usually have about 50 kids.
Well, and that was going to be my next question. I'm assuming a parent or an adult needs to accompany them to this event. Is that correct?
That's right, Christy.
Okay, now let's talk about gear as far as poles and that sort of thing. Do you guys furnish that, or do they need to bring their own?
Well, we basically furnished everything. Yes, we'll have a few poles. We'll have the bait. We will provide the food at lunchtime. But at that time, we will have some awards, which actually are trophies for the biggest fish, the most fish, and the smallest fish. So that way, everybody has a chance. Some of these kids, you know, this is their first time fishing, so it's just a great trip. All these smiles on these kids' faces.
Absolutely. Now, Steve, is this a catch-and-release program?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. Now, I have directions here on your information to Rector's House, so I'll make sure that I post that information so people can get there and find you. Anything else that we need to tell people before they head out to see you on that day?
No, just show up. It's from 9 o'clock to noon.
Now, Steve, what if it happens to be raining on that day? Do we have a rain plan?
Well, actually, Christy, we got rained out the first time, so this is the second round, and hopefully the weather will be nice. Unless it's thunder and lightning, we'll probably go ahead and have it anyway.
Okay. All right, so 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, September the 6th. Like I said, yeah. we'll get them to Rector's House, and then if they have questions, who should they contact, Steve?
They call Steve Graves at 815-427.
Okay, I have her number, so I can post that as well. That's not a problem. I can do that. Okay, anything else, or do you think we've covered everything?
Well, actually, we'll probably have, you know, 50 kids. So with the adults, 100, there'll be 100 and some people out there, I would say. And it's just, again, it's just a fun day. It's just one of the events that we have through the year. We have several events. And I might put a plug in for the spelling bee. The spelling makes it possible for us to do all these other things through the year. And it's been a great year. It's been a great year for the kids. We work for the kids, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Well, and I know your community is very thankful to have you. Steve, if you will, hold on to my name and number, and any time that you guys are having an event, please pick up the phone and give me a call. Make me aware of it. I'll get it on our community calendar, and then I'll be happy to do one of these simple little interviews with you so we can promote it on the air as well. So anytime we can help in any way, don't ever hesitate to call us.
Well, that's super. We sure appreciate that.